You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
My name's Lee Eden. I pastor here at Gateway with Naomi, my wife, who you heard from earlier. Now, two of our key, we are a Gateway statements are we are a gateway to health and that we are a gateway to healing. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit today. And to clarify, this refers to our spiritual, our physical, and emotional selves. It's not just our spiritual self. I truly believe that God is interested in all of us. Amen? Who's with me this morning? It's good to hear some people just talking back to me. 7 months of silence and camera lenses. Amen. In Ephesians 4, verse 23, this is what it says in Ephesians 4, 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. When you step into Jesus, you can be renewed of your complete self, your spiritual self, your emotional self, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Amen. Who believes that today? So at this current time of exiting the tough restrictions that we've been under, you can see and you can hear the excitement in people as we're being connected back together. Who else has felt that? Or is it just me? Just like today, it's the first time since late March that we've been able to meet together like this. 7 months since we've been able to gather together to worship and hear teaching from the Word of God like this. Over the past couple of weeks, we have heard about the life of Paul in some of the teaching that's been happening and some of the journeys that took place in his life, going through place to place and season to season. Naomi shared with us about the journey Paul took on his way to Italy, on his way to Rome and in Acts 27. And we heard how they landed in Fair Havens. Who remembers hearing about Fair Havens? The place that was just not very fair. It wasn't the nicest place in the world to visit. And after sailing past Cyprus and other ports, we read from in Acts 27, 2-8, and the journey became a little bit more challenging and a little more difficult as they progressed through each stage. Is this sounding familiar to anybody? Progressing through the stages and regressing through the stages. And it got harder because specifically the people who he was with, they didn't want to be in the place that they were in, so they tried to push ahead in their own strength, and that made it even more difficult. And in Acts 27, specifically in verse 9, we see that the journey became so dangerous that Paul had something that he needed to share with them. And in verse 10, he says this, "Men," he said, "I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well." Verse 11, "But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain than the owner to Paul. And since Fairhaven was an exposed harbour and a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix, farther up the coast of Crete, and spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbour with only a southwest and northwest exposure." Who's loving the sun shower? Just need the promise of a rainbow now and everything's going to be biblical and together. They were so keen to get ahead because they had lost time. They were so keen to get ahead because they felt delayed and didn't want to be in a boring town. Let me know when it gets too much. All right? Sun's still out? 7 months. Keep preaching, Pastor. They were so keen to get ahead. They lost time. They were delayed and they didn't want to be in this boring town, this exposed town of Fairhaven. I want to encourage you. Sometimes the boring places, sometimes the places where you feel like there is a delay and unknowns can often be God's protection and his hand and his will for your life. Doesn't mean we like it, but sometimes we need to acknowledge that God's protection is in the place. The rest of their journey in Acts 28, it was tumultuous, to say the very least. It was a time of turmoil And Paul encourages those with him, and that even though the journey was going to be a traumatic experience, that God will be with them and keep them safe. It says in verse 25 of Acts 27, "So take courage." I think we heard that. We sang that this morning. "So take courage, for I believe God, it will be just as he said." God brought them into their next season safely. Even though the journey was traumatic, even though the journey was tumultuous, God's hand and God's heart was for them and kept them. Amen? That's a promise for you and I today as well. So take heart. I believe it'll be just as God said. I want to encourage you today. Like no other time in the past 7 months, can I encourage you to have a forward-thinking, forward-facing grasp on this. Take courage, take heart, for I believe God and all of his promises. Amen? God brought Paul and his shipmates into their Malta experience. Who wants a Malta experience? Not the snake bite and stuff like that, but the 3 months of restoration and rest and recovery and still activating in God's calling on your life, but just sitting in that nice little sun-soaked place. Amen. I just feel like we're in it right now. See, God used Paul to minister hope. And it says in Acts 28, verse 1, "Once they were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta, and in verse 2, the people of the island were very kind to us." And I think when God brings you into a Malta type experience, he brings people into your world that are kind to you, that love you, that encourage you. Amen. It sounds like the church, doesn't it? Sounds like the church of Jesus Christ. When God brings you into a place where people can love you, and it's like, those people were so very kind to us. That's the calling that's on our lives. Amen. See, God used Paul to minister and bring hope to the people of Malta. They were kind people, but he brought Jesus to them. He brought the hope of Jesus to them. God used Malta to be a time of restoration and renewal for Paul as well. See, as you come out of 7 months, can I encourage you that there are places that God has for you to minister? Just as our city and our world begins opening up a little bit more, there are people in the place of Malta, Geelong, who need you to minister encouragement and kindness to them. God will still use you to minister to others and love others, but he also wants to pour out his kindness and everything that you need to travel into this next season well. Amen? You know, for each of us who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, according to John 10, verse 10, that we've truly stepped into life and all of its fullness. Amen? Who believes that for their life today? I know I claim those scriptures over my life. We're living in the freedom of Jesus. If you don't know him yet, that can be your promise as well. Amen? It's a promise that God wants for every single person. That's why he sent Jesus to save and restore us. See, our spirit and our lives, we've been completely redeemed in Christ. But as we enter into this time of celebration and excitement of coming back together, I want to look at the other side of it as well. It's extremely rational that people will have a mix of feelings happening within them. Extremely rational. You know, I've had conversations with people over the past couple of weeks and not really realizing how much this last season has actually affected them over the past 7 months. And it's not until they came back to a church service that it hit them how much it's affected them over the past 7 months. They thought they were doing awesome. They thought they were just like, my resilience is up. I'm pushing ahead through this season. But it's not until coming back into this place of just being ministered to by the Spirit of God and worshiping together with the church that it's become apparent to them that being separated from in-person worship, being separated from these deeper connections, and then the feelings of joy start to rush back, but then there's also deeper and other complex feelings. You may have even felt that this morning. There's this excitement buzzing with, but at the same time it's like, 7 months, it's been a long time. Do people still like me? Do people still love me? I haven't seen people face to face in our church for seven. Rational feelings. Don't think that they're unrational. Now, can I encourage you that God has given us a spirit to take ownership and control of where our mind goes? Don't let your mind run away with it, but allow yourself time to process it too. Does that make sense? Let me intervene there. If you find at any stage over these next couple of weeks and months that you need to catch up with one of the pastors, myself or Nate, can I encourage you, book a time with us? We want to walk the journey with you. We want to make sure that you've got a space to process all those things that you haven't been able to say for the past 7 months. Let's have a catch up, amen. Extremely rational. In speaking to the last 7 months, I am so excited that we get to come here today. You may have picked up in the last month and a half to 2 months that every week I'm like, I can't wait to see you people. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet together again. Perhaps you have this excitement, but I just want to make some room today to reflect on the last 7 months. It's been challenging, but there's been wins as well. Perhaps you entered the COVID season in this amazing shape, great shape spiritually, great shape emotionally, great shape physically. I can encourage you that on Tuesday night, I'm officially starting my de-COVID season, going for a ride with Troy. If anyone wants to join me, you can de-COVID with me. But perhaps you entered the COVID season carrying some extra things with you as well. Perhaps you were carrying grief or hurt or trauma or loss or resentment and, shall I go on, pain and injustices and distrust, shall I go on, a broken heart, emotional disconnection, and then the last 7 months. Just to sprinkle that on top, just a little bit of seasoning on there. See, the impact was real, regardless of how you entered the last 7 months. In great shape or carrying challenges, the impact was real. And for us all, the last 7 months, it's presented significant challenges, but potentially significant wins as well. Can we make space for both sides of it? I think it's important that we do that. Maybe there's been some significant wins within work, family, health, community, amongst other things. So I know for us as a family, we've had some significant wins as a family. We are closer together as a family than we were entering into COVID. Now, obviously, we made some positive choices around that. We made some positive choices about the speech that we were using within our home and what we were cultivating as a family within our home. But I just wanted to spend some time teaching and ministering today that as you enter this season of rest and renewal, your multi-island experience, amen, that God's got for us all, just the first three things. Be aware of emotions. Just be aware. Be aware of emotions, both joyful emotions and other complex emotions, whether they're trauma or loss or grief. Maybe you haven't even realized yet that the last 7 months that you lost some things. Can I encourage you? God wants to journey with you and love you and care for you as he brings you through those things. But also be aware to be renewed. Don't just mindlessly walk through this next part of the season. Just everything's okay. We're back. Everything's going to be okay now. No, God wants to renew you in your spirit, in your soul, in your emotions, physically. Let's de-COVID together. Number two, give yourself permission to process. Give yourself permission to process joy. Give yourself permission to process happiness. Why do I say that? Because maybe no one's ever given you permission to be joyous. Maybe no one's ever given you permission to be happy. It's not even me giving you permission. You need to give yourself permission to do that. Amen? Give yourself permission to process grief and journey, all of the range of emotions that we as God created humans experience that they are his gift to us, and we need to learn to process them well. The third one, choose to position yourself for healing, renewal, and growth. I just want to encourage you. Thank you so much for choosing to position yourself today. You've positioned yourself to celebrate. You've positioned yourself to worship and hear the word of God, but you've also positioned yourself for God to be able to do a work, for the Holy Spirit to be able to do a work in you. In the middle of processing all of this, can I encourage you? We need to attach ourselves to positive activity. You're doing that today, just even by being here, connecting yourself to positive activity so that we can navigate the full range of feelings and emotions. Let's talk about positive activity just for a short moment. Example, positive activity, spiritual, prayer, Bible, worship, gathering with believers. Positives, physical activity, exercise, being present and engaging with positive sources, with people. Emotional, having positive emotional and psychological encouragement from friends, family, potentially even health professionals as well. Do we want to pause or we're okay? Keep going? All right. Out on the patio we sit and the humidity. Yeah, yeah, amen. 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 Some people got it. other positive engagement. Positive engagement with God in a healthy, emotional way. Positive engagement with self. We need to have a positive engagement with ourselves. If we're always negative and speaking badly over ourselves, guess what the outcomes are? What we say over ourselves, amen. Positive engagement with self. Be kind to yourself. Speak well of yourself, both at a spiritual and an emotional and physical level. And the last positive engagement with others. I'll talk to more of that in a second, but let's have some examples around positive engagement with God. Approaching God with confidence and not with a less than worthy mindset. That's how God wants you to actually approach him with positive engagement. Positive engagement with self. Don't speak negatively over yourself. Instead, be empowered by God's word and speak that over yourself. Learn to be a positive supporter of yourself and a positive supporter of others. Positive engagement with others. Can I encourage you? Not participating in constant and persistent unhealthy emotional practices with others. I know that God has called you to reach out to everybody, but for those closest to you, if they are negative, dysfunctional relationships, can I encourage you either learn how to change it or bring somebody else into your life as well. Don't detach, but bring somebody else into your life as well. It's really, really important. See, dysfunctional relationships that keep you in this state of perpetual uneasiness or anxiousness or agitation or anger amongst other emotional states, that is not who God has called you to be. God has better for you. Seek life-giving, healthy relationships that bring you and others alive. Amen. That's a gift from God for every single one of us. So I mention all of these things in our spiritual, emotional, and physical states because there is both cause and effect in the spiritual and in the natural. But I believe that there's also supernatural intervention. Who believes that the Holy Spirit is at work in each one of our lives? I believe that for me. I believe it for you too. Let me give you some examples of cause and effect. We received 7 inches of rain in 4 hours. The underpass was flooded. Makes sense, right? Lots of rain. I never brushed my teeth. I have 5 cavities. I ate too many pies. I now wear size 40 jeans. Cause and effect. He broke his arm. The doctor put it in a cast. A basketball player was traveling. The referee called penalty. That one was for you, Trent. I flipped on the light switch. The light came on. I left my car with my keys in the ignition overnight, and the battery was flat. See, when the car battery is flat, it needs to be connected to positive charge to be recharged. It literally needs positive activity. See, when the charge from the positive activity is unfueled or unpowered, eventually the charge fails to sustain the positive activity that it was called to. Can you see where I'm going this morning? I've made it a pretty clear pathway to where I'm shooting for today. See, for the car to be powered, it also needs to be fueled. And likewise for us as followers of Jesus, to be powered or fueled for everyday living, we need to be powered and connected to the Spirit of God. He gives us the positive charge that we need to make our way through life's calling and where He's called us to be in family and friends and work and our greater community. We're empowered by the Spirit of God. We find connection from His Spirit that dwells in us. We heard last week about the Holy Spirit. Can I encourage you, if you miss a message, go back to the website, YouTube, podcast, whatever you do, have a listen to it. It will open up your eyes and your spirit to the relationship, the personal relationship that God has for us with the person of the Holy Spirit. So we find this connection with the Spirit of God that dwells in us, the Word of God, worship, prayer, gathering with other followers of Jesus. And I want to encourage you with this. A fueled and charged car still travels through seasons. I've got some pictures going to show up on the screen in a second. Let's have the first one. I'm going to move through this pretty quick. A car travels through seasons, traveling through the unknown, traveling through the beauty of country, traveling through deserts, traveling through, I hope this is the right way, traveling into refreshing summer days moments. Who loves those ones? Amen. Having unexpected interruptions. B's like, oh, I'd happily be interrupted by that. That's fantastic. Maybe asking the driver, why didn't you ask for directions seasons? Are we there yet seasons? And lastly, Jesus take the wheel moments. Amen. See, our journeys can be similar at times. We're traveling in a season where we can't see ahead. We're traveling like it's a beautiful spring day in the country. The wind is behind us and it's a day of beauty. Then we have desert moments, and then when moments where we can't see clearly what's in front of us. And then there's those beautiful summer days moments, those interrupted and those lost moments. Are we there yet moments? And then those Jesus take the wheel moments, because only you can steer me where I need to go right now, Jesus. It's a good default place to be in anyway. But the effects of each season and how a car travels and looks is really affected on what it heads through in the season, what it's going through in the season. The effect of each season, it can be a windy day, it affects the fuel economy. It's a rainy day, it picks up some dirt and mud on the travels. It's a beautiful spring day with a tailwind and it's like floating through to the next stop. Some days take more fuel than others, depending on the season. Amen? All of these analogies, they're relevant for our travels as followers of Jesus and as we journey through the seasons that He has for us. When you travel through seasonal storms, when you travel through good days, beautiful days, rainy days, summer, sun-soaked days, we've had all of those this morning, right? Yeah. See, some days, some seasons, they take more fuel than others. Our fuel, the Spirit of God, our refuge, our hope, our Redeemer, our Empowerer, Jesus. See, the weather of a season, the temperature, the length of the season, it affects us spiritually and physically and emotionally. And I just want to encourage you, be connected to positive engagement. Be fueled by the Spirit of God and perhaps get a bit of a clean and a detail to remove the effects of the travel of the last season that we've been through, that we've journeyed through, amen? Spirit of God wants to minister to each and every single one of us. I want to encourage each of us, just as we come towards the end of my message this morning, but it's traveling forwards, a fueled vehicle traveling forwards that promotes positive charge to the car. Some people are like, you lost me when you said car, Pastor. I want to encourage you. We need to be fueled by the Spirit of God, but we also need to be moving forward. When God uses us, we give out what He's given us. And it's a cyclical effect as the Spirit of God moves through us, as the ministry of God moves through us. We need to be moving forward in the things of God, not stuck 7 months ago, not stuck 2 years ago. And I speak kindly to this moment that the Spirit of God wants to come and bring healing and hope and well-being to our lives spiritually, physically, and emotionally. I want to encourage us. Let's be connected to God. Let's be renewed by God and the Holy Spirit. Let's choose to put ourselves in a place where we can get a decent service. Amen. You're doing that today. You came for the service. Just like Paul, his shipmates were on their journey to Italy. They needed a time of rest and renewal and restoration. Still, God used them to share the hope of Jesus within the arms of rest. Amen. That's what God has for every single one of us. Let's be renewed. Just as we come to the end of my message today, whether you're watching online or whether you're here today, I just want to encourage you that God's heart is for you. God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross, went to the grave, rose again on the third day for the forgiveness of our sins so that we come back into relationship with him. You know, in Romans 10 verse 9, you would have heard this scripture before if you're part of the church, but if you're watching for the first time or you're here for the first time today, it says that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so it's one thing to be renewed, but it's one thing to be completely restored as you accept Jesus into your life. If you don't know Jesus personally yet, can I encourage you? God is here for you today. Jesus is here for you today. And this new life that I spoke about at the beginning, that God has called each and every single one of us to put on. In Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man which was created according to God. It's the righteousness and holiness of Jesus that God has for each and every single one of us. Just as we close our eyes this morning, just in this moment, if you don't know Jesus personally, if you don't know what it is to have a personal relationship with God, don't know what it is to be forgiven and loved and accepted by God, this is your moment today to accept the love and hope of Jesus, forgiveness of Jesus. If that's you, just with everyone's eyes closed, if you're watching online today, this is for you as well to respond to. Can I encourage you? Just where you are, just everyone's got their eyes closed. If that's you, you can pop your hand up and put it down. If you're watching online, you can respond in the other ways that are on your screen there. Is there anyone say, yeah, I want to know Jesus personally? No one's looking around. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you responded. Is there anyone, you can put your hand down. That's awesome. Anyone else today? As we move on for this moment, can I encourage you? It's not about hands anyway, it's about hearts. Maybe you didn't want to put your hand up right now, but can I encourage you as you pray this prayer to follow Jesus? This is what God is interested in with you today, for you to start a journey or a relationship with Jesus. If you've prayed this prayer before and you've sort of been away from Jesus, or you never prayed it before, can I invite you to pray this prayer after me? Everyone's going to join in praying this prayer together. Why don't you pray after me? Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die on a cross and that you raised him from the dead for the forgiveness of my sins. I believe in my heart. I declare with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. From this day on, I choose to follow you. I repent of my sins. I surrender my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Awesome. Can I encourage you, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, this is where the journey starts. This is the moment. This was your first step in accepting Jesus and following him. If you're watching online, this is your first step, your first moment. If you're watching online, you can go to gc.org.au/first steps. All of the information is there for you to get in contact with us. You can get in contact with one of our hosts online right now. I just want to encourage you, don't leave it there. Don't just say, that's enough for today. No, let's go all the way and following Jesus on a day-to-day basis. We want to show you and teach you how to follow.